So it's really around the idea of removal of person, place, time, and space. So that's sort of the key. And why do we do that? I suppose that's the question. Well, the reason we do it is so that our thinking can be moved out of what is natural into what is spiritual. And then the question is, well, okay, so what is spiritual? What does that mean? So things that are of a celestial and a spiritual nature for us at our level of life have to do with things that belong to the affections and thoughts. So the idea of removing person, place, time, space, matter, those elements to the best that we can, is so that we might come to be in touch with understanding things as the angels understand them, which is to do with states of mind. Because coming into an understanding of these processes means that we can get insight into what's going on within us. And that's the kind of knowledge that's really important. So I would just flip it a little bit in terms of, how much do I need to know to get into heaven? Well, heaven is a state, it's not a place. So in that sense, the ability to remove person, place, time, and space and get in touch with a state and see how to apply a truth is actually what brings us in touch with what is heavenly. So heaven becomes present when evil and falsity is removed. And so we kind of have a pretty good idea of what hell is in us from a state perspective. We know what that is. Negative emotions and all of that. We're very familiar with that, states of depression and anxiety and all of those things. They are something we are very familiar with, if you like. And we kind of only have these momentary elements of what we would term heavenly. But that's because we're working at a level where what is of heaven has to be brought down into the earth. Or what is on an interior level has to be brought down into an exterior level of the mind. And so that mind is born into all the disorders and tendencies towards disorder that constitute the infernal proprium. And the counter is the word. And there is a statement in the Heavenly Doctrine that says that the word is heaven. If you want a love for heaven, then you have to have a love for the word. That's another aspect to it as well. So it's nuanced, but what I would say is that what opens our capacity to receive heaven is being in the good of faith. That's probably a good starting point. And the good of faith is to take truths and apply them, and to apply them without expectation of an outcome. Just apply them because that's what's being asked of us. Actually, as people were sharing, the thing that came to mind was, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. So that's always the key. And to try and step back from what our idea of what heaven might look like for me. Early on in this work, we would refer to the opening of conjugal love, which is everyone's idea of what heaven is, right? And if you look at that book in terms of it describing our process, at the beginning of any round of logopraxis, we have an idea of what heaven is, say. And then as we start to apply truths, we kind of begin to discover, well, maybe it's not that. So we have to just remain open to allow ourselves to be led by the Lord or to be led by what our understanding of truth is so that we can be led to what good is, and that is what sets up the conditions for the presence of higher things to be our life. Because heaven is to have a heavenly proprium, and a heavenly proprium is what is given by the Lord, and the means by which that is implanted in us is the word and our willingness to practice it. It's that simple, but we find it a struggle, right? And the reason it's a struggle is because there is, as is described in this reading with regard to the church militant, there is a higher and there is a lower, and they're at war. And the word gives us the capacity to be a conscious agent in that battle, so that what is of the Lord can be established in us as our life,